Queen of Peace Media presents
She Who Shows the Way, Heaven's Messages for Our Turbulent Times. Written by Christine Watkins
and narrated by Tabitha Bartlett and Jay Benson.
Introduction. In this book are some of the most inspiring, remarkable, prophetic, and wise words of our day. They are words given from above to help a hurting and confused humanity pass safely across the tumultuous seas of our unprecedented times and onto secure spiritual ground. God's children are seeking comfort and direction, and heaven is reaching down to provide them for us. On October 7th, 1992, the Feast of Our Lady of the Holy Rosary, Mother Mary, and on occasion her son, began speaking to a rosary prayer group in northern Arizona through interior locutions given to one of its most unlikely members, a burly 6'2", 250-pound, sailor-mouthed businessman named Walter, who had just experienced a profound conversion to the Catholic faith. Thus began the first of many weekly messages over the next 3.5 years. The group's assigned leader, Mr. Gleason, took great care to submit each message as it came to a priest for his review. As the revelations continued, he submitted them to 10 other priests with advanced degrees in theology. All reported that they found the messages in keeping with church teachings and containing nothing contrary to faith and morals. On July 27, 2020, Archbishop Emeritus Ramon C. Arguelles, STL, endorsed them with his full support. Interior locutions are nothing new in the history of Catholicism. They are a form of private revelation, similar to an apparition, but rather than being seen, a locution is heard or received internally. Great Catholic saints, as well as unsuspecting ordinary people, have received locutions throughout history. Because authentic locutions are direct revelations from heaven, they contain tremendous grace and power to effect great good in the hearts of mankind. The prayer group started with a modest number of 10 people who met in a member's home to say the rosary. When the locutions began, their number grew quickly to around 60, and they moved their gatherings to a church. During the 3.5 years that the group gathered weekly, copious fruits and virtues, some of them extraordinary, grew and flourished among its members. They witnessed these changes within themselves and in one another. Some began attending Mass and the Sacrament of Reconciliation regularly. Others abandoned their worldly ambitions and careers and became Catholic teachers, ministers, and servants of the poor. Many witnessed to their children and grandchildren, husbands and wives, friends and strangers, who came into the faith or drew closer to it. Conversions happened at an astounding rate. As the Spirit danced through the lives of the members, souls were set on fire, shaped into beacons for the church and the world. The prayer group called itself the Cenacle of Mary's Children. The word cenacle, derived from the Latin word cenaculum, dining room, is the name of the upper room in Jerusalem, where Jesus' apostles gathered in prayer with Mother Mary, and the Holy Spirit descended upon them in power. Over 2,000 years later, Our Lady is renewing the call for her children to gather together with her in cenacles of prayer, such as this one, in preparation for a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit. In her messages, Mary often shares her reason for coming to give messages to the faithful in these uncertain times, and she offers occasional glimpses into the future, as in this message from August 25th, 1993. My children, I pray for you daily that you do not lose your faith, a gift bestowed on you from the Father himself, a gift that allows you...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?